What does International Women's Day mean to you?
A lot of things. I mean, it's a celebration of all things women. It's also my late mother's birthday, so it's and she was an amazing woman. My mom was you know, basically my hero growing up. She went through so much, and it's rather poignant that the National Women's Day falls on her birthday. So that's kind of cool.
That is so sweet, Veronica. I know you're a woman in comedy. You've done Winnipeg Comedy Festivals. You've performed at many venues and all that stuff. So tell me, how is it for a woman in comedy?
It can be tough. Comedy can tend to be a boys' club. Women have to work a little bit harder to, you know, be perceived as funny. There are still a lot of people that don't think women are funny at all. And those people would be wrong.
For sure.
We have our own experiences. And we have our own stories to tell. And that's what I do with my comedy, is I base everything on things I've either experienced or things that I see around me. It's just the way I write.
That is awesome. Actually, that was my next question. What inspires you to write comedy? What's your biggest inspiration? Where do you get your material from?
Well, as a trans woman, I get a lot of my material. I base a lot of my material on my experience of being a trans woman. And then other things are just things that I see when I'm just out and about in the world. One of my favorite jokes I wrote is based on a book title that I saw online. And I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen, so I wrote a bit about it.
What message would you want to give out to women who are trying to get into the industry, especially into comedy?
For people wanting to get into comedy, just do it. I had wanted to be a comedian ever since I was about 10 years old, and I first saw George Carlin on TV, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. But I had very low self-confidence and self-esteem as a child, and I could not even dream of getting up in front of people and talking. And it wasn't until I actually started to transition and drop the facade that I had been wearing my whole life. So at the age of 51, actually the age of 52, is when I started doing comedy 8 years ago. So just do it. It's been an absolute blast.
Thank you so much, Veronica, for the interview. I really, really do appreciate it.